This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Over here. This Shabbos is Shabbos HaKodu, and we know that the reason why it's called Shabbos HaKodu because of the Nes Godu that happened in Mitzrayim, that Klal Yisrael was told to take a seif for a for the Korban Pesach, and that was the Avodah Zorah of the Goyim, of the Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes Godel that the Yidden took the Avodah Zorah, and the Avodah Zorah that was for them was holy and late and heilig. And they saw the Yidden taking this there with the Zorah to shecht it and to destroy it, so to say. And they couldn't do anything about it. And because of that, it was called Nes Godel. So the Shalat, they asked, there was a lot of Nisim in Israel. This Nes is more than other Nisim. So I heard over Hashem, Rav Shimshon Pinkis, Atzal, that he said that there was many Nisim. There was Kriyas Yamsuf, there was Asoro Nisim and Asoro Makes in Mitzrayim. There was many, many Nisim. The difference with this Nes was that you take the Avodah Zorah, you take that you hold of and you pray to, and you hold that this is the holiest thing, and they're going to take it away from you, and you can't do anything about it. And no yid was hurt, not even a mashu. That's a tremendousness. When something that you hold very stark from, and you can't do anything about it, and you want to kill the other person, destroy the other person who is doing that which is taking away your Avodah Zorah, your zach that you hold from, that's a Nes Godel. Some people call even, they say, the Kav Chaim, at least the Kav Chaim himself, I heard the Kav Chaim writes that this Shabbos should say, a good Shabbos a Godel. That's time. Good Shabbos, a good Shabbos a Godel. There's a certain gedule that Klal Yisrael reached at the time of Mitzrayim. Machmas the Nes and Machmas everything. Because the Ahava, the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we see in this parsha from Metzoyre, the parsha from Metzoyre talks about the Kedushas, the Kedusha from Klal Yisrael, if a person doesn't watch himself. Befrat, we talk about Tumas Zov or Tumas Keri. The person doesn't watch himself is missing in that Kedusha. So that's the Dilon Minato. The difference between a Yid and a non-Yid is the Kedusha. Klal Yisrael is a Shekedishon Bemitzvoiso. We are a different kind of people. We are people with Kedusha, people that full of Nisim, because we're close to the Eivishter. Ad Kedei Kach that we can destroy the Mitzrayim, Avodah Zorah. It's like a different madrega, different. I think that is the nekude that Rabbi Wolker Rav Aaron was different than everybody else. He was a different madrega. He was the man lemalam meshichmo. He did what everybody did. He had a shachris. He learned. Maybe knew more than everybody else knew, but there was a certain kedusha, a certain derhoivenkeit, the malam mishichmo. And not only kept that derhoivenkeit for himself, but he picked everybody else up. I was in Westgate maybe for 10 years or so, and everything was beautiful. All of a sudden, Rabbi Wolkin comes in, and he moves into Westgate, and he opens up a Beis HaMedrash, and it was beautiful because he picked up the whole Ramah of the Shchuneh, and he had a tendency to get so close to people. People became Amish, Mekurovim. I just opened up the new Sefer, this year's Shmois, that's the Shmois. I saw Pasha Shmois about the Sheik of the Beis HaKnesses. The Sheik was a big zak for him, right? The Sheik was the always kissed everybody. I saw it from the Shtigl Torah over there that I kiss people even in Beis HaMedrash also. I don't know. Anyways, he got close to people. He was the kind of people. He picked himself up and he picked, not only kept the organ cut for himself, but he picked everybody else up. He was Mekasha himself with everybody else, and it was so beautiful to see how he picked up the whole Ramah. A different madrig, a different wavelength in his own. So this is something which is, we always remember Wolken in his madrege, in his... Lately I picked up a USB, and you know they sell it today. I asked Miss Metrish, say somebody selling a USB on Breishis, Shmois, and Vayikro. There's like over 100 shiurim in every parshas. Rabbi Wolkin has what to say. So beautiful, you know, with a geshmak, with the... He asks the regular kashas that everybody before Shem asked, but he picks everybody up in a different madrege. So this Shabbos is Shabbos HaGodol to remind us of the Gedulah that will transfer reach the time of Mitzrayim. And this Gedulah is in generation weiter, it keeps on going, Machmas, the people, the Gedolim of our generation. And definitely our welcome was one of the those Gedolim that helped us out and picked us up in a different madrege. So this Shabbos HaGodol, this Shabbos is the Yortzeit. Which day is the Yortzeit?
It's
Tes. What?
It's Tes.
When?
It's
Tes. Tes. Okay. Very close to Yud. Right before Yud. Yud is the Shabbos HaGodol. So this reminds us the Gdule of the Olam Godol that we coming together over here to be maskir. Hashem should give us Yad Rishmaim to be able to shtel tzu to his madrege and to his Me'al HaChaim, the Ahavas Amokom, Ahavas Abriyos, in a tremendous oifen, very meyuchadike oifen. And Hashem should give everyone, I assume many of the people here, Talmidim, children and Talmidim, I also hold myself like a Talmid. So this Shabbos HaGodol, to try to remember the Olam Godol and his Gedule, in his Groyskeit, in his Derhoivenkeit. And Hashem should give everyone over here, should give Siyat Rishmayo, to Shtel Tzu, to his Drochim, to Rav Wolkin's Drochim, and Yeh Zichro Boruch.
I have to be up front. I was not planning on speaking, and it's not the covet of the Rav Zatzal that I should get up and speak. It's not b'kavodik that I should speak without having properly prepared. But Bishleim, if I would have been the Rav Zatzal, there wouldn't have been an issue. There would have been no need for preparation, because the Rav was able to say on the spot anything that needed to be said, the right thing that had to be said, and how to say it. He was able to do that on the spot. I tried learning that technique. It would have taken another 1,000 years before I would get a little bit of that technique, lemaisa. The Rebbe was able to do it. I'm not able to do it. But mitzad sheni, I feel that if I don't share my thoughts, and I don't share my heart, and whatever I have inside from the Rav, that also is going to be a shtickle, a pagiyah in the kavod, chas v'shalom. So between the two pagiyahs, I'm hoping that this will be not the bigger pagiyah. I hope, Bez Hashem, that you l'rotzen im refi, beg your nibi, to say the right things, and it should come out the right way, even without a preparation. Lashkocha, I heard today, a gvald gevort, it's not really shayach to the parsha, not really shayach to Inyoni Diyono, but it might be shayach to the Inyan that were gathered here today, so I'll share that with the Olam. In Parshas Chayesoro, Parshvayera, we find by Sori Menu, that it said that on the day that she had Yitzchok Avinu, on that day, there was Harbi Simcha Ba'olam. Everybody was happy. Everybody was freilich. It was a day that mamish major celebration. What was the big celebration? Chazal say that on that day, everybody was nifgad. Everybody had simchas. Everybody had that needed children had children. Everybody who needed Yeshuas on that day had Yeshuas together with Sari Menu. So what's epis? What's the nekuda? Was Kilu Sari Menu made like some segula in the Welt? What was, and if there is such a segula, what is the segula? What is the Indian that Sari Menu brought to the Welt that made it that everybody was misbarach together with her and Avraham Avinu? I'm not sure who was the one who said this, but whoever it was that I was hearing today, he said over like this, which I think is very much apropos to apply to the Rav Zatzal, as we all know it. It's a shayet that Sari Menu should have a simcha when it's only her simcha. And let's take it into account. I mean, we're talking about she couldn't have children. She was not Kara. She wasn't able to have children for many, many years. She's 90 years old. And finally, the simcha that she was waiting for finally comes. And no, not a simcha shlema. It's not a simcha shlema. What's that? Why is it not a simcha shlema? What could be a bigger simcha? Not enough. If there's one person that's bitzar, one person that's not feeling simcha, then it's going to stare the simcha. It's going to stare the simcha. After all these years of not having children, and finally having a child at 90 years old, it's going to stare the simcha if one person is still bitzar. Everybody in this room who knew the Rav Zatzal could say right here, right now, exactly what I mean. Exactly what I'm about to say. This is Mamash the Rav. This is Mamash the Rav. The Rav, Baruch Hashem, was zeichet to many, many simchas. Many zachin that... The Rav Zatzal was zeichet to many, many zachin. Many simchas. But if another yid is bitzar, then it's shtar his simcha. It's shtar his simcha. It's not. How could he be freilich? How could he be besimcha if yenim's bitzar? No. So what was the eitzah? So the eitzah by him is to first of all do whatever he can to help the other person, to make the other person not be bitzar, or upon him to be mispalo for the other person that during the simcha he should say tehillim or be mispalo, get everybody to be mispalo with him for the other person. But it was that nekuda. It was that nekuda that he didn't feel the simcha if somebody else was shari b'tzar. Somebody else had a tzar, it stared his simcha. Whoever was saying this was bringing out nachan nekuda with Chanina ben Doisa. The Gemara says that Chanina beni And the ganze Welt was nizlan b'shvil chanina b'ni. So the bracha to the ganze Welt was bischus v'chanina. But he himself is a daylo b'kav charuven. Mishabes to Shabbos. That was enough. He didn't need that much. So Pasha Pshat, we understand, is that the tzaddik is mistapik b'mu'ud. The tzaddik is b'seder. And the bracha goes to others. Like this, the pshat is like this, that even the kav charuven that he would be mistapik b'mu'ud with, it would only be kedai, it would only be enough, only if the rest of the Welt is nizoin b'shvilon. Only if the rest of the Welt would have a surplus and harbi bracha, then die loy b'kav charuven. But would he be mistapik b'mu'ud if Yenim also has to be mistapik b'mu'ud, and Yenim who's not holding at that madrega would feel tzar that he doesn't have enough? It would be a shter to his kav charuven. He wouldn't feel even with his grace of madrega mistapik b'mu'ud. It wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough because of Yenim's tzar, Yenim's needs. I think this is mamish the Rav. This is mamish the Rav. Every time that he would see somebody that without a shmeichel, he would do whatever he can to bring out that shmeichel. Any tzarech the person needed, whether it's a personal trachim, whether it's pashat mitzad the learning, the person wasn't feeling that he was knowing enough, no problem. He would set up a seder with him. He would make whatever time, doesn't matter. He would make whatever time he could, and help the other person in whatever level that he needs to be helped with. It was in ganzen Moser the other end. So, like I started before, I'm not really a speaker over here, so I'm going to hold over here. But the emes is that being very close to the Rav Zatzal, being very close to him, the truth is, and it's Taka the Emes, I could go on and on. Could go on and on talking about Kamat any single Mida in the Welt, because he was Muslim in Kamat, from what I saw, Kamat every single Mida. Mamish Muslim. Mamish Onim Shalom. But, like I said, I'm not a prepared speaker. I'm not prepared to speak here. So, Mida ending.
We heard Kvaldige Dvorim came at the end of Avdeil Techap. The Klal Adova, Shleimus of Rabbi Abaran. We had the Zchus to know him in the Yeshiva and with Meshameshe Rabbonis in this area, this at that time, at the beginning of the expansion of Lakewood in this area, with the Rishonim that brought the Lichtigkeit above Satere, near Shemayim, beyond the coast of Esamedrash. Roshiva, Rechomi Agarev Shnei, is the quote, Pasik in Kehelas. That seems like that Shlomo HaMelech Chachmos was saying a double portion. Pasik says, Im Yimolu Ho'ovim Geshem Al Ores Yariku. If the clouds become saturated with rain, it rains down on the earth. So what's Shlomo HaMelech saying? You all know that. Shlomo HaMelech is B'chachmos and Kehelas. So Chazal explained, Im Yimolu Tamidei Chachomim Teira Al Yisrael Yariku. She used to say that Shlomo HaMelech is explaining וכייך השפועה, ותמיד החכום עם הכל יצחוק. The secret is, they become saturated. ממור תמיד החכום תירה, then it spills over על ישראל יריק. And just in the moshel, the earth has the merdeke Hashem put into the earth, merdeke kaych itself, gidu. Without the rain, nothing grows. The rain is the chelek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. And then the Oretz could do its share. Klal Yisrael has to grow and steig. They need to have the rain that comes from Tamid Chachom. And that rain is the saturation that they become saturated with their Tamidim. And with their and they're growing and steiging. Becomes part of their mitzvahs. They become saturated. And then it rains down. And Klal Yisrael. That was about. We saw the tkufa of Yimolo of Geshem, and they were able to see the short life, short time that Hashem, that Shlichus was, Al Yisrael Yeriko. They were able to be Mashpia, as we heard. And each Yochid v'Yochid, he felt that Achrayis, he felt that that's his mission. And obviously, with the Maseir of Oveis, the end of Tracer and Aaron Valkin. It's what he made his world and his father. That's how then him, with the Shalshelis of Drei Deiris, that he was able to be Matzliach and build this Kehillah. That's still Hilchim Le'irei. They're still carrying on the illumination that he was able to. Be kaveya in this shchuna, this area. And we have to mention, appreciate the Rebbetzin and the children that are preserving the Koran year round, and especially when it comes the time of the Yahrzeit, to get together and to renew and relive the lessons that he left us with, and to carry that on weiter weiter. Ourselves and our generations to all enjoy this great Al Yisrael Yeriku that Gaon Rabban Zatzal was shared with us. As we approaching the Yimei Chag HaMatzos, Bolein L'Toiva, I believe you all feel that Mitzrayim Arenu Nefloyes. And again, I would like to share what Rashiva Mahamir Shnei used to say, that it's a Murdik Echidish, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mission to be the Goyal Yisrael of Kulis Mitzrayim, and that mission was included ultimate Gula as well. Because Kulis Mitzrayim was supposed to be the ultimate Gula. Beis HaLevi says if we would endure the whole 400 years, so then the Geula then would have been the Geula Hasidah, would have been the Tikkun HaSholem. But since we weren't able to endure that, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to take us out earlier. Ish Mizakeitz subtracted 190 years. And we're only there Gedushon, we're only there 210 years. So we weren't ready yet for the Geula Achrayim. So to Beis HaLevi, the other Goliaths make up for the time that we missed. And the ultimate Geula will be what Geulas Mitzrayim was supposed to be. In essence. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Shlichus of Geulas Mitzrayim, it included the Geula Seed as well. And the Roshiva didn't mention this, but this is a Gvaldige Raya. The Rechaim HaKadosh HaPasha Tetzave says, from the Zohar Chodosh, and Moshe Rabbeinu is involved in the Geula Achrayim as well. But that feels that's the word. Because he's the shliach to that Geula as well. And we feel what's going on in the ganze Welt, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, what we experience is the Motzei Shabbos. It smells like This is it. Be'ezer Hashem. You may say somebody ran in the floors, and the floors that are going to be greater than the floors of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And much greater than drones and intercepting the missiles. We're looking forward to much, much, much greater Giluyim of Ashkoch HaProtis, of Avas Hashem L'Amoy, that are going to be Be'ezer Hashem, the Korah, be revealed to us. And when we prepare for this Leila Seder, we should bear in mind that this is part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a forerunner, but we're looking forward to Be'ezer Hashem, the Korah. And the schus of the Rav, and its lessons, and its illuminations, we should take that as a preparation for Leil HaSeder, that we sit ourselves and our families, tatas and kinder and zedis and eniklach, and mzeiche in v'ruh eniklach and mzeiche be'ezer Hashem. To renew our commitments to be Abdei Hashem, and to understand that we're chosen to be Abdei Hashem. The biggest mistake is to think that we're deprived to be Abdei Hashem, the furthest thing from the truth. We're chosen to be Abdei Hashem. Atam chatonim yikol ha'amim. What's the bottom line? Kehavtonim al ken l'avodazach. The choice, the realization of the choice, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us closer to Him in our subjection as well. We're not being deprived, we're not being rejected. Chas v'sholom. But when we resume upon ourselves, Da'ol Malchus Shamayim, Da'ol Torah Mitzvahs, that we're chosen to be there. And that's why I want to, the secret that nobody understands. Why do the Goyim hate us? Why the anti-Semitism? What did Klal Yisrael do to the nations over the generations? It's just the opposite. They oppressed us. The Gemara said the secret. Lo v'nikra Shmo Sinai. HaSinai had a name before. Before Moshe Rabbeinu had that revelation. It's called HaChayre. It has a name. The Torah recognizes that name. Why would there a new name? What is this new name? Moshe Shabbos said it. Shemeshom Yod HaSinai. Sinai is lost in hatred. This mountain is the reason for hatred of the Goyim to Klal Yisrael. It's envious. We're chosen and they're on the cold. They were offered to be part of it, but they declined. And after they declined it, they don't have the opportunity anymore. They don't have the opportunity. There's only one way of Derech Hashem. They become gated. And part of Klal Yisrael, they can enjoy that choice. But they're out of that privilege. Shemshem Yod Sin Al Oyel. And the Mabit says in Beis Elikim that the Mashiach comes to be a greater revelation of choice and a much higher level than it was in Tzitz Mitzrayim. And they feel this Sodom Lamailo see this great revelation coming. And that's an intensity of this Yod HaSin Elohim. That's what we feel with this anti-Semitism now. But if we would know what they know, we would, Matan Shaitki said, if we would know how imminent it is, we would be awakened. But they know it's coming. And that creates and awakens this anti-Semitism. But we should at least appreciate the choice that we were chosen. And in that way we should prepare ourselves to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to renew our commitment to become Avdei Hashem and enjoy it. Asherenu Matov Chalkeinu, that we can be Avdei Hashem. But that was Rabbanan's message. That was his message. The more upon him, the oldest upon him, the glow on his face, to be a Bateira, to be an Omer Bateira. Yageh Bateira gave that message that we're not deprived, we're chosen to become closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should give us inspiration and preparation to sit at the Seder table. B'zeiche, Halavai Shbizeiche, the Mseidah that we came and came to Mishlaim Avnuyo. Now, Kapora Mishbizaych, when this is Nigalu, when this is Asinali Goyal, we as well say we remain on.
In the same way, three Makaris, and I think all of us who knew Ravaran Hagadol will recognize the relevance of this and how he lived it out. The Shir Shal Yom of the first day of Pesach, Ayin Ches, Maskal Osaf, it's going through the Sifa of the Yitzim Yisrael. It says, Shamanu v'nedoim v'aveseinu sifulonu. We heard, we knew it, our fathers told us, lo nechachin mibneim, we won't hold it back from their children, l'dar acham esapen tilas Hashem, for the next generation to say it. It goes, right, l'man yedu dar achayin banim yavaledu, that the next generation should know, yukum v'esapel v'neim, they should tell their children, v'esimu v'lekim kislam, they should put their bitachin in the Ribbono Shel Olam, miftacham, lishkam malakim v'esavim tzagot. Says the Ibn Ezra, Asher Shamanu, he says it's like this. These are things that we heard from many people, from great tzaddikim. The person is mukhif to believe what he hears from them. The point that they die. These are things we hear from them to the point that we know it ourselves. By us, it's yediya. And we turn around and say it to our children and hold it back, that they should also be able to be mesaper. By us, this is actually yediya. By Rav Aaron, the Shmois, and we're going to see in a minute the Torah and the Bitachin that he was mekabel from his parents, from his grandchildren, and from his rabbeim, were to the point of yediya. And when he told us over, and he was loy nechachid, when he didn't hold it back from us, we all saw that these things were by him with things of not Shmois, but yediya. Now, the pasuk goes on and says, why are we saying this over? That the next generation, they also should also have bitachin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a grub. There's a grub that maybe you could call the stira in the grub. Maybe you could be miyashevit. You could say it's davar b'fuchei. But I think by our Rabban HaGadol, we saw both things together, that the taka was both together. There's a grub mishle, a chav beis. The pasuk says, Liyos Vashem Miftach Ha'acha Pasuk Yotes Hoydeatich Hayam Afata. Says the Gra like this, that and he quotes these psukim in Ayin Ches and Tehillim, that the Torah told that Ribbono Shel Olam gave us Vayakum Edes Nevim Ksuvim Torah is Torah Son of Yisrael. He says the Iker Nesina of Torah in Yisrael was that Klal Yisrael should have Bitachem Vashem. Says the Iker giving of Torah to Yisrael, Kedei Sheisim Et Chayim LaShem, Shanama Veisim Melekim Kislam. So Torah was given the Kol Yisrael should have Bitachin, and then to turn around and sap it to their children, Man Yedu Dar Achin, because the Iker of everything is Bitachin. That's what the Gra says in Mishlei. The Gra in Hazinu Lamed Beis of the pasuk Dar Tapuches Bonim LeEmun Bam, he says like this, that he says, why did these people not have the Torah be mekoyim in them? Because they didn't have bitachin. Okay, sounds like, again, stira davar b'puchei, because they didn't have bitachin, they didn't have Torah. You have Torah in order to have bitachin. And we know there are many mekoyim how Torah connects with bitachin. By Rav Aaron, HaGadol, Torah was mevili de bitachin, and bitachin was mevili de Torah. This that he was able to learn Torah through the challenges he went through. The Sefer Shai Yisurim that he wrote bedamoi v'nafshei, not only saying, it was because the Torah led to bitachin, and the bitachin led to Torah. A few months ago, I was by the Agudah convention, and Rav Yosef Elephant was speaking, and he was talking about what happened in Eretz Yisrael. He said the response is not to talk about bitachin. Bitachin, he spent 20 years working on it, and then, when the challenge comes, it's not the time to work on bitachin. Let this be our reminder. Let this be the reminder of what bitachin can lead someone. I can't not end off with what I said in the past, but with what Rav Aaron HaGadol used to say over from Rapam, and he lived it. He was a big, Yodeyim Bitachin, a big maven, a big understanding Bitachin, but what he said over from Rapam. He once asked Rapam, does bitachon mean like this? Does bitachon mean like that? Rapam said that's for big people. For us Pashut Yidden, we just have bitachon. Okay? It takes many years of Torah and Avodah to just have that bitachon, and that the bitachon should lead to more Torah and more bitachon.
The end of Mesechus Maikatan. Amar Levi Kol Hayotzi Beis HaKnesses LeBeis HaMedrash. Whoever goes from the shul to a Beis Medrash, from Beis HaMedrash LeBeis HaKnesses, from Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaKnesses, Zoyche Mekabel Pnei Shechina, be Zoyche to greet the Shechina, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yelchu Mechayel El Chayel Yira Es Elikim B'tzion. You're going to go from multitude to multitude, Michael Chayil. Multitude is referring to the multitudes of the yeshiva to the mismadrash, to the shul to the mismadrash. So we'll be zaycha, yera, elalikim b'tziyon, be zaycha to see the shechina. Amar b'chia barashi, amar rav, talmidei chachamim, ein lahem menucha, afilu b'aylam haba. Talmidei chachamim don't have rest, b'aylam haba, shenemar. From this pasuk, Yelchu Mechayel El Chayel Yira as Elikim B'tziyon, because they constantly go from Mechayel El Chayel, because as the Mefarshim explained, they're learning even in the next world. They go Mechayel El Chayel also. Hadron Alach Ve'elu Megalchin Stikul Amesachus Maikatan. Hadron Alach Mesachus Maikatan V'Hadra Chalan. Daita Alan Mesachus Maikatan V'Daita Chalan. La nisnashay minach mesachus meikatan, the la nisnashay minach la baal mahadev la baal madasi hadron alach mesachus meikatan vahadron alan, daita alach mesachus meikatan vadaita alan, la nisnashay minach mesachus meikatan la nisnashay minach la baal mahadev la baal madasi hadron alach mesachus meikatan vahadron alan, daita alach mesachus meikatan vadaita alan, la nisnashay minach mesachus meikatan la nisnashay minach la baal mahadev la baal madasi. Yiratzon lefanecha Eloheinu v'seinu shetehei tarasko v'seinu v'olam hazeh v'sei umanu v'olam haba chanina bar papa rami bar papa nachum bar papa achai bar papa abba mari bar papa rafa bar papa rachish bar papa surchav bar papa ada bar papa daru bar papa ha'arav non leheinu v'tivrei sarasko v'finu v'yus amcha v'yis shal v'niya kolanu nachum tzatzeim tzatzei tzatzeim tzatzei amcha v'yis shal kolanu yedei shemecha. The Lamb days are Sath Lishma. Maivais Sechakmein, Tvesacha, Kilaylam, he leaves his son in the Chukatha. The man lay Evaish, Laylam, lay Ashkach, Pikudatha, Kivam, Kisani, Barcha, Toa, Dinai, Lamdeni, Chukatha. Amen, Amen, Salah, Vaid. Maidmanach, Ulach, Adonai, Lehenu, Lusenu, Shasamta, Chalkenu, Yashre, Beis Hamedrish. The Lay Samta, Chalkenu, Yashre, Koranish. Anu Mashkimin, the Hei Mashkimin. Anu Mashkimin, the Hei Mashkimin. Ayrech Yam Bimina Bismaila Aisha Father Islam Yipain and I brought my bashawai.
Amen. ישבח, ישפואב, ישמם, ישנסי, ישדון, ישלב, ישלור, שמי בקודשו, פריחו, ויהנו מכל בחוסו ושיר עשו, תוש בחוסו ונחם עשו, ונגל ביומו, ונגלו עמד. אי ישראל, לא רבנו, לא תלמידי הוין, הכל תלמידי תלמידי הוין, הכל מון דיוסקי בוידע עשו, אם יעשו עדי, ודי בכל עשר ועשר, יהי להוין ולכון, שלום הרבו, חינו בחיסטו ולחנים, חי עריכי ומוזרעים רביכי ובקונה מקדם ובואי בשמיו ונו עמד יהי שלום הרב ומשמי וחי מולנו הכל ישראל ונו עמד יעשה שלום בבנימו ויעשה שלום עלינו הכל ישראל ונו עמד
Fruits Aleinu, Dag Matzais, Halloween, Etel Chatev, Bar Pesach, Chag Matzais. Matzah is called in Zohar Nama de Hemnusa. Matzah, Doch the Lechem fin Amune, Gantzi Yontif, from Pesach, Yedit Yontif, Zayin, Zunder, Avede, sein Skule, Pesach, das Mann jetzt hier ist mit Zweien, das Mann von der Mune. Und wir trachten, Baruch Hashem, wir sind alle, Mamine, Bnei Mamine, we only hope that the rest of Klal Yisrael, called secular, kommt zu der Mune. Aber bei MS, das our eigene Mune, it's not just something we have to take for granted. You see, Amune, Boch Abakuk, Lamid Nalachas, Salik, Maminosi Yichye, that's the Yisayf and Kola Torah Kula. And Ramban and Sev Boi tells us that Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Yibayin Shalom was Megale, the Ale Yisaydis from Amune, Ashkochas Hashem, Kleach Hashem, Yecheles, Schar Vainish, the Alla Pratim from Ashkoche, that we are in Teva, we know that the word Teva is the same Gemashi as Elikim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Hautzach in the Teva, that we could think it's just a natural occurrence. And Dr. Ramban, Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't do that, Bechol Dor Vador. Like the word Yitzis Mitzrayim. So he gave us many mitzvahs. Zeche Yitzis Mitzrayim. Merit HaKazach. Tefillin. Shabbos. Kinyan HaBen. Mitzvahs that we do Keseder. Every day before we put on Tefillin. Nisim Neflai Shosim Yimana Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. To remember those Nisim Neflai. And mitzvahs and zechiras yitzis mitzrayim twice a day. Something we know to say it. Mitzvahs to mention it twice a day. And the halacha is al pi the Yerushalmi that emes v'emunah emes v'yatziv is deraisa. We have to mention makas b'chayres and kriyas yamsuf. Says yitzis mitzrayim something that we have to live with. And Amunah is the Zach that should become part of us. Because as much as we're Maminim, but the Metzias of Teva, the things happen, natural occurrences, is the person looks at it, there is a natural occurrence. Just this past week, Dibas Bani Makir, Metzoy Shabbos, from Iran sent hundreds of missiles. No one was hurt. One person, an Arab, was killed. No one else. The damage was come out. Nothing happened. Teva, they just missed. Yeah, you want to think like that? It's different than Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's true. But Kriyas Yamsuf is Oz Nevada Lufay Edoim. The whole world back and saw Kriyas Yamsuf. It was something that was obvious. Here, it's still a Makim. People could attribute it just, they were
the Tzavah, the Israel army was so much resource and superior. But that's the Avodah of Amunah, Keseder, to Chazer Ayin, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Kol Tzad V'Shal, is the one that fears us to live with that. Kol Rega V'Rega, Kol Neshama Neshama Tehal Al Ko, and in Yitzis Mitzrayim, Bad Bevad with Yitzis Mitzrayim, to live with Yisoyer Yitzis Mitzrayim, Tavdun Neselekim Al Hor Azeh, that Yitzis Mitzrayim is that we should be come Avdei Hashem, Yizoyecher, from Maimer HaSinai, we have the Torah. It's only appropriate this time that the Ribbono Shel Olam Ashgoche, that they gefeared, that the Yortzeit, the Nevarim, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, that at this time that we have to take a chizuk from him in our Amunah, the way he's gelept with them. It gelept, it's me, it's Yisrael, it's Tavdin, it's Elokim, it's Hor Hazeh. That it's for a purpose, it's for a tachlis. The Baruch Hashem gave us keiches, his sheifis, to nutzeis des keiches, to mashbiya, and his vive, to mashbiya, in that he had a besunder chelek ha-teire, that he had a besunder sheiches, with the hilchus refuah. That today, the more that we have, we call scientific advances, there's more and more to know how we apply, how the Dinei Torah apply to every prat and prat, that our lives, that everything, and that's the taich of the Gemara, Dino Shamana ke Dino Shapruta, because the Mana and the Pruta are both insignificant compared to the Din. Dino Shamana, Dino Shapruta. The Din Torah, how we live and how we see. And if we're zeiche, ashenu matev chalkenu, that we live a life that we realize ki heim chayenu ve'erech yomenu, but it's something that needs keseder achizuk, keseder to grow in amuna the whole year, day in day out till we come to Pesach. That it's not only zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, we're sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Sipur, he got it to Levincha, to give over to Dor Vador, Liras is Atzmel Kilu, who Yotzim in Mitzrayim, to appreciate the fact that it's not just a historical event that happened thousands of years ago. And Mamela, yeah, if my great grandfather would have not married my great grandmother, I wouldn't have been here. Obviously, that's the history of the Zach. But that the Yitzias Mitzrayim, not just our history, that in Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim, took Klal Yisrael at that time, who was in Mitzrayim, and all the Vayta Dikedoris, Ad Bias HaGoyim, until the Seif of the Olam, until the Shlama of the Olam, that's out in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ribbono Shel Olam is that Yitzia. He took us out of Mitzrayim to be the Am Hashem, Tavdin Es Elkim Al Hor Hazeh. That's the Avodah, and that's the Zunder Tata, like we say, just add the impetus that we have at this Tkufa, Shal Bizeche, to Keseder, Shtag in Aramune, Ribbono Shel Olam's Keseder, in the last time, like we just said this week, and everyone knows the Nisim. The Beredikya Giluyim, close to Nes Nigla, that happened Takibi when the Arabs attacked us in Chastera, the protection that we saw for those who were Gehit the Shabbos, for those yeshivas, Mekemis HaTera, the Rebbe Hashem shows us, Shoni Bizeche, the Wishtag in Aramuna and the Tiedua, the Rebbe Yisrael, Salanta said, the Wishtag, the more the Wishtag, schleps the hashpo on the whole world. It should have to have the hashpo. The rest of Klal Yisrael should come to that hakora. Ours on makrizayin ki Hashem hu Elokim. The Ribbono Shel Olam fears the belt. We come to that hakora. Taki vade that we're close to that time. Ki Hashem amelucha ba'ishkum ba'ishav agoyim. That will all the Mashiach mahatziyah nishpeles haresov. That will come to the time to see the Gula Shleima Bias Mashiach that came from Herod Yemeinu.
It's a tremendous kavod to be here tonight on the yard site of my father's Atzal, to be making already my 11th Siyum together with my Chavrusa. Is a promise. This is a promise that I made to my father Zatzal a few months before he passed away, that I was going to take on the Amud Yaimi and go through Shas. The last year of his life, as I mentioned during many of my Siyumim, he made it a priority that he wanted his Talmidim and he wanted the community to be Kaveh Aitim, to finish Shas. Baruch Hashem, we're here with Siyum number 11, Masechtas Ma'id Katan. I can only imagine how proud, the pride that he must feel in Shemayim tonight, here with us. Also of significance is not just the Siyum, but specifically we get to make a Siyum on Ma'id Katan. The last parak of Ma'id Katan, we spent the last several weeks on, deals a lot with the halachas of mourning, the halachas of avelos, and the process by which the neshamas of tzaddikim, how they go into the next world. There's many psukim from Eicha. One of the psukim that we came across is Nafla Ateres Reshenu. We lost our crown, our splendor. Many of the events from the Rav Zatzal, my brother Shlaima puts a lot of work into the flyers and to the graphics. And most of the headlines, Nafla Ateres Reshenu. Shlaima HaMelech teaches, Ateres Zikanim B'nei Banim, the crown, the splendor of the elder, of the Zikanim, of Zakein, is B'nei Banim, is the children, the grandchildren. They're the ones that carry on the legacy and the splendor of the grandparents are really based on how it gets carried on through the children. With this impact, how many homes did the Rav Zatzal uplift, was made from? And today we have the children of those homes, the yeshivas, especially in Queens, yeshivas where boys go to yeshiva, those are all his b'nei banim. How great the legacy, how great is the atara zekenim, how great is the atara, when the impact of the b'nei banim continues and continues to multiply. The last several years, since dealing with the Rav Zatzal's passing, obviously everyone was moved in a certain way. However, the main comment that I get was, wow, it was so impactful, his life, and Baruch Hashem, we were able to be so close to him, but it was also very short. And my answer is always the same. It's always that maybe it was short in years, but we need to appreciate what we had, the greatness that we have, the bracha that we had to have him, at least in my case, for 25 years I was able to be around my father's Zatzal. It's an incredible bracha. It's something that I don't take for granted. Even 1 year, how many people just knew him for 1 year? Changed their life. Their homes are changed. Their children are different. Their future is different. All for just a little bit of time that they spent with the Rav Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal in some cases. However, I would even argue and say that in fact, it really wasn't that short of a life. Depends what we look at life and how we view length of life. My father Zatzal had a Talmud named Simcha Yasiev. I was a little boy when he passed away, but he passed away at a very young age, at 28. He was 28 years old. Anyone who knew him would define him not just as a tzaddik, but almost as a malach. And I remember vividly when I was a young boy, what my father said over at his Levaya. Just to put into perspective, he was at age 18 or 20. He wanted to go to yeshiva, wanted to learn by my father's atzal, and his father didn't let. And he would go by the window whenever his father would come to the yeshiva, even in the winter, like Hillel, by the fire escape, not to miss any of the shiurim. And his father would b'shumayf, would not let him be in yeshiva. He would make sure to never miss a shir. Also, I remember he was someone who never spoke a word of Lashon Hara. When he was sick at the end, toward the end of his life, he would call my father's atzal with shilas. And it was, even under his tremendous duress, he was makbid on halacha. Someone like this, what I remember, even you could qualify him as a malach. And the Rav Zatzal got up at his levaya and said over b'shem Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he said, "We give people a brachot arichas yamim v'shanim. Person should have long days and years." The Rav Zatzal asked, why is it important to have arichas yamim vishanim, days and years? Imagine a person lives till 100 years and 10 days. Arichas shanim is what's most important. He has long years. Why is it important that he lives 100 years and 10 days? Why is the yamim so part of the bracha? The Rav Zatzal answered, because a person can have long years, he could have arichas shanim, but his days are empty. He doesn't have any yamim. The bracha is that a person should have arichas shanim through the yamim, through the rich days. And in this way, he really has arichas yamim. So the Rav Zatzal said about his Talmud, Simcha Yasiel, even though he's only 28 years old, but his days were rich. His days were rich. And therefore, he essentially did have arichas shanim. This leads me to my next topic. The Rav Zatzal gave a whole shiur on the concept of what it means for a tzaddik to live out his days, and he spoke about how a tzaddik lives and dies very much the same way. Most people, living and dying it's an obstacle. It's a very difficult period, a transition to go to the next world. He has regrets and different things. To a tzaddik, the tzaddik doesn't have these problems when he passes away. It's one and the same. Living and dying is the same. The pasuk says regarding Avraham Avinu, when it came time for him to pass away, the pasuk says, "Vayigva, vayamas Avram b'seiva taiva." It's time for Avram to pass away. Vayamas Avram b'seiva taiva. Avram passed away at the ripe old age. Visoveya, and he was very satisfied. So the Rav Zatzal quoted the Ramban. Visoveya, the tzaddik, it says, Visoveya bayamim, that his days were satisfying. Svayayim, the day itself is satisfying. To the tzaddik, the day itself is where he accomplishes. He doesn't need extra things in his day to make his day rich, to make his day good. The tzaddik is davik to Hashem. He does that as avaydus Hashem. And the day itself is thus rich. The Rav Zatzal said over a pshat from the Sfasemus, a beautiful pshat. Avram zaken baba yamim. Avram got old. The simple explanation is baba yamim, he got old. The Rav Zatzal brought from the Sfasemus, Avram zaken baba yamim, as we just mentioned, the tzaddik has his day. Baba Yamin, the tzaddik comes to Shemayim, Baba Yamin, with his days. Further, we see this by Sarah as well. The Torah again repeats itself. These were the years of Sarah's life. So the beginning, we know 100, like 27. They were related to one another. But why does the pasuk repeat it? It says Rashi, to teach us kulan shavin l'tayva. Kulan shavin l'tayva. They were all good years. So the question that the Rav Zatzal asked, were they all good years? We have the right to say on someone's life they were all good years. Many of Sarah's years were difficult years. She was in Akara and she had Avimelech, and she was on the go with Avram, Lech Lecha. How could we define that as good years? Kulan Shavin L'Taiva. Said the Rav Zatzal from Rav Zusha, Manipoli. Be'ineha shel Sarah, it was good years. The pasuk was speaking from her perspective. To her, everything that happened in life was kol mandav rachman letavavid, gamzu letayva. Every day was good, regardless if there was nisyanis, or what we would say is difficult days. To her, they were kulan shavim letayva. And this is the midah of the tzaddik, that the day itself is always is good, is rich, sva yamim. Anyone who knew the Rav Zatzal, anyone who davened here in the shul, knew the slogan of our shul is it's all good. Everything was always good. The Rav went through difficult situations in his life. And he excelled this midah of kulan shavin letayva, kol mandav rachman letavavid. It was always good. And in this way, it was Svayamim, it was rich in days. And in this way I would say he really had arichas shanim, because his days were rich. What he was able to accomplish in what most would say would be a shortened life, he accomplished lifetimes in Harbatz's Torah, lifetimes in Chidushei Torah, in his writings, in his Gemilas Chasadim, in his Ahavas Yisrael, in what he was able to accomplish with most people, it would take lifetimes to accomplish. So he accomplished Shlemus. The very last speech that he gave during COVID, I think it was 4 days before he passed away, he spoke about that he doesn't have the answers to everything that was going on during COVID, but he did say that a person is obligated, that his learning, Torah makes up, and I'll quote verbatim, Torah transforms a person to become an Adam HaShalem, to make a person wholesome, to make a person complete. The Rav Zatzal passed away, yes, maybe it was young in years, but he passed away with Shlemus. He accomplished his mission, he passed away in Adam HaShalem. It was Visaveya, it was satisfying. I want to share a short story with Ramesha, our Gabbai. Every single Shabbos, this concept of Svayamim, everything is good. A Rav of 10, 15 years, not every Shabbos is always good. Most of them here in the shul were beautiful, but some Shabbosim were maybe more difficult. And the Rav would turn after every single Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, the first thing after Ma'ariv, he would turn to Ramesh's table, and he would say, another beautiful Shabbos. Another beautiful Shabbos. Every Shabbos was beautiful to him, regardless if there was any difficulties. It was always beautiful. Every Shabbos in the shul was beautiful. That's how he looked at it. Kulan shavim letayva. They were all beautiful. That's his concept of svayamim. And I would say it was really a long life, if this is how you look at life. If I would have to define the Rav Zatzal in one word that would encompass so much of his life that most people resonated with, it would be the concept of ahava, love. The Rav Zatzal broke down the word ahava into three parts. He gave a series of shiurim on this, ahavas Torah, ahavas Hashem, and ahavas Yisrael. I'd like to touch briefly and share a few stories about each one. First and foremost, any conversation about my father Zatzal, the Rav, has to start with his Ahavas Torah. He was defined by his Torah. He was a living Sefer Torah. It was his love for Torah. His Midas, everything came from his Torah. It was pure. Obviously, his Asmada, every free minute that he had, many know him that the last few years he was Isaac in the community. But I remember you were able to walk into his room 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and he had a pile of svarim, maybe 15, 20 high. He was writing his Kedusha. He wouldn't even notice you would come in. The nighttime hours, his asmada was something unbelievable. When I picture the Rav Zatzal in his greatest moments, the pride, one I would say is at the front of when he was giving shiurim to his Talmidim, the pride that he had, but also in his study late at night, when next to his table there was always piles and piles of svarim, or surrounded by svarim. The Rav Zatzal to Torah was like a fish in water. I would like to talk a little bit about his knowledge, his Yedias HaTorah, his vast knowledge, what kind of master Talmud Chacham he was. Everyone knew that he learned every sefer. There was no this type or that type. Every kind of sefer he would learn. If it's Torah, it was good for him. In fact, I remember when we were children, we would go to a svarim store in Borough Park, Beagleisen. And he would always talk about Beagleisen. You know what's special about Beagleisen? Beagleisen has this svarim that no one else has before anyone else gets it. He would go there every day, right after yeshiva. He would take us, especially in the summer when we would go with him to yeshiva. And he would go look at all the new svarim. And I remember that those hot summer days, we were more interested in playing ball than spending our afternoons in Beagleisen's svarim store. My brother Yitzchak, he remembers that we used to have a special technique of how to get my father out of the svarim store. Every time we would try to, you know, pull his kapata and say, Ta, we really have to leave, it's already, the game is starting, and we really want to play, we don't want to be here all afternoon, he'd tell us, another five more minutes. I have to just finish this. And he would pick out another safer. And those 5 minutes added up to several hours some days. And eventually we came up with a master plan that there was a ladder that was able to roll across the svarim shines, so you're able to reach the tall svarim, the svarim high up in the store. And we had a technique how we used to hang on the ladder and roll it across the whole store, until the point that Mr. Beagleisen had to physically throw us out of the store. And that was the only way to get him out of the svarim store. I probably still remember. That's what it is. The Rav without svarim was like a fish outside the sea. You had to literally figure out a way to get him out. Otherwise, I would like to speak for a moment about his Yedias HaTorah and the every type of sefer. Obviously, he came from a background, an Ashkenaz background. He completed smicha in his 20s from Rav Libes. I just want to actually point out one thing that was written in his smicha from Rav Libes. Rav Libes writes that he completed the Fahar and Yedias, and his knowledge is vast, and he passed all the tests. But he also writes there that on top of any community that takes the Rav Zatzal to lead them, it's not just getting the knowledge of Torah, but it's also getting the spirit of Torah. So the Rav Zatzal learning was not just an intellectual pursuit, but as I mentioned previously, it makes somebody an Adam HaShalem. All his Midas and how Ois Garbit he was, and his Ahavas Yisrael, his Ahavas Hashem, stemmed from his learning, his Torah. He mastered most areas of Halacha before even the age of 30. Chaskel Roth and Nida and Rabelsky and Rav David Feinstein. However, the last several years, he was involved in the Bukhari community. His yeshiva was a Sephardi yeshiva. And every day after Shacharis, he would open, Halacha Seder was on Yalkut Yosef. He would open up the Yalkut Yosef, and whatever topic was on, where he opened to, that's what Shir was on that day. And I asked him once, I said, you have to prepare. The Yalkut Yosef is so big, and it's not like that was your upbringing. He tells me, no, I don't have to prepare. I open it, and wherever it is on that day, that's what Halacha is on that day. Rav David Yosef Shlita, Rav Vadia's son, he would come a few times a year to America to visit Chazak, and he was learning with the Rav Zatzal, his father's Pesachim, he was going through them with him. And he turns to Rabbi Meirav, the head of Chazak, and he says, forget it, his age, he's only 50 years old at the time. And he said, I never saw an Ashkenaz Rav who knows my father's Pesachim as well as Rav Walkin. On the other side, there was a Yidnar Shul, Rabbi Gelb. He lives in Williamsburg, the Satmar Chassid. He bought a summer home up the block. 30-minute walk. He would walk in every Shabbos in the summer, even in the heat, and his shrimol, and he would have to discuss the Divrei Yoel every week on the Parsha with the Rav Zatzal. And they would exchange a vart on Divrei Yoel from the Satmar Rebbe. One week he shares something that he saw from the Divrei Yoel on the Parsha, and the Rav Zatzal tells him, where did you see that? That's not in the Divrei Yoel. So he says, no, I saw it. I saw it quoted. They quoted from the Divrei Yoel. So the Rav Zatzal tell him, no, go back and see where the source of it is. It's not in the Divrei Yoel. He went back, and he came back a week later, and he says, Devtaka, it was from the publications, the manuscripts that they published after the Satmar Rebbe passed away, but it wasn't included in the actual Divrei Yoel. The Rav was right, it was not in the Divrei Yoel. He says, you see, if it was in the Divrei Yoel, I would know if it's in the Divrei Yoel. The knowledge between Hasidic Svarim and Sfardi Svarim and everything in between, it didn't matter. To him, it was MS. If it was Torah, it was MS. It was good for him. Torah was all-encompassing. The second of the Ahavas was Ahavas Hashem. I'd like to spend a minute or two on his love for doing mitzvahs, his Avodas Hashem. Rav Shalari Rosenberg shared a story at one of the Rav's Askari events, how one Sukkot morning he came a little bit early, and he saw the Rav coming downstairs with his lulav and his esrog. He was so happy. Shalai thought it was a simcha. A simcha happened in the family the night before. And he turns to the Rav and he says, Rav, what was the simcha? It looks like you had a simcha last night. And he turns to him and he goes, simcha, of course. I get to shake lulav and esrog. I just want to put into context how much effort that the Rav would put in to Sukkot morning, shaking lulav and esrog. It was not something he just came, woke up, and he was excited to do lulav and esrog. Was that as well? But in fact, we would go on vacations to Vermont in the summer, to the mountains. And the Rav would bring a pile of Sfarim and Arba Minim and all the different halachas. He would start preparing for Sukkot already in the summertime. He would go straight. Many people don't know this about the Rav. Those who are in the shul obviously know. But the Rav had tremendous talent in music and chazanis, and he would blow shayfer, he would lay in all the Megillus. Listening to him on Eicha, to lay Megillus Eicha, you would feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash just listening to his Eicha. You'd feel the story of Purim, just the way, besides for his beautiful voice that he would lay in the Megillah, but the heart that he put into it, the way he sang it, you would feel the story of Purim. Shayfer, he would blow like Kol Demama Daka, a sweet still sound, to share a short story. Rav Shapsi Reitzig told me after the Rav passed away, the Rav was makbid that it should be, the call of the Shayfer should be very soft and sweet. And Shabsi told me he came to blow shofar by him to learn how to blow. And he was blowing very strong, powerful tekiyas. He said, Rav, this is good, no? And the Rav said, no. The shofar needs to be soft and sweet, that the neshama and Rosh Hashanah, the Yiddish neshama and Rosh Hashanah needs to hear the soft, sweet, broken cry of the shofar. It's going to resonate right away. He'll do tshuva. This is the way the Rav did mitzvahs. It was not just with the talent, but it was also with a hergish and a sensitivity to the Yiddish neshama. The Rav would blow shofar and daven yom nerayim. Matzei Ne'ilah, the last year of the Rav's life, I remember clearly he blew a tekiyah gedayla that was the longest by far I've ever heard. He put in all his kaiches into the davening. Everybody in the shul after he finished Ne'ilah went to go say Kiddush Levana and then to go break the fast. I come back after Kiddush Levana, I broke the fast, and I see him still sitting by his seat. So I say, Tal, would you like to come upstairs? You could sit, but maybe just go upstairs and you can break your fast. He turns to me, he looks at me, his face was white. You could see the Kiddush on his face after Ne'ilah. And he says, Pinchas, you don't understand. I just gave Hashem everything I have. I have nothing left. I'm sitting here. I don't have any energy left. I just gave Hashem everything I have. This is the way he did mitzvahs. He put in b'chol levavecha, b'chol nafshecha, v'hafta Hashem elokecha. This is how the Rav Zatzal did mitzvahs with everything that he had. And then lastly, the Rav's Ahavas Yisrael, Rav's legendary Ahavas Yisrael. If we be discussing, if we be only discussing the Rav's Ahavas Yisrael, we'd be here for weeks, months. How legendary it was. And many of the things going on here in the shul, the chasadim that went on for people, just a few small anecdotes that I remember that brings out the Rav's legendary Ahavas Yisrael. I mentioned Rabbi Gelb from Satmar Chassid from Williamsburg. He happened to be a Kayin. We also had with us for many years Dr. Muchnik. Dr. Muchnik came from a more young Israel background. And one Birchas Kohanim, the Rav was makbid that his children would have to come under his talis every yontif. Even after Bar Mitzvah, during Birchas Kohanim, we would have to come under his talis. Birchas Kohanim on yontif, there was one year that was Rabbi Gelb, and he did the Satmar Nigin, and Dr. Muchnik did the young Israel Nigin. And I remember hearing under the talis that the people were amused how the different Nigunim came together. But to the Rav Zatzal, I noticed under the talis, he was crying like a baby. And as soon as they finished Shalom, Birchas Kohanim, he turns to us, he takes off the talis, and he says, this is what it means, Habayich Yisrael bi'ahava. This is Klal Yisrael, this is Ahavas Yisrael. This was the Rav's Ahavas Yisrael. The different factions of Klal Yisrael come together to bench Birchas Kohanim, bi'ahava. One more story I would like to share from the Rav Zatzal. One of his Talmidim opened up a yeshiva in Queens, and the Rav was considered the Nasi of the yeshiva. They came to him with all the Das Torah questions, and one of the Rabbeim in the yeshiva did something that he deserved to be fired. It was clear, incontrovertible, that what he deserved wasn't going to be maintained on the staff in the yeshiva anymore. And they came to the Rosh Yeshiva, to the Rav Zatzal, to sign that they were going to fire him. And the Rav Zatzal said, first go to the other Rabbanim in Queens. Their sign off. It's an easy psak halacha. And they all signed, and then they came back to the Rav to sign, and he refused to sign. And he said that the psak halacha was done. It was clear that the psak halacha that he was going to be fired. But he said, even so, I still don't want my name on this paper. He said, my name cannot be associated with the pain of another Yid's family. The family of this person, they didn't do anything, but they're going to suffer the pain, the consequences, and I don't want to have my name associated with that. So I'll ensure that the psak halacha gets done. I made sure the Rabbanim sign it. But my name, Aaron Walken, cannot be signed on a paper which will cause another Yid family pain. This was the legendary Ahavas Yisrael that he had. And the love that he had for every Yid. There were some people in the yeshiva that came just for the hug. There was a boy in the yeshiva that told me in Queens that he was in bed for 6 months. He had a depression. He came every day just to get the hug of the Rav. There was no hour of the day that it was not accessible. I want to just wrap it up with the Rav's Mishaberech L'Chaylim, how legendary it was. In this book, the Rav Zatzal's V'yisam Li Segula, he would make Mishaberech L'Chaylim by himself. Every week, he would rip out the newspapers of all the Chaylim lists and as many pictures of sick children. And he said, it's there for people to daven, people like me, I'm the one who cares. He would make a Mishaberech L'Chaylim for them. The Gabbai wasn't allowed to do it. He himself had to go up and do it. With this book, till today, we still make Mishaberech L'Chaylim with this book. He would cry like a baby up to Shabbos Himalizug. Tears were rolling down his cheeks when he would list the names of the Chaylim with so much fervor and so much heart. You saw how much he cared. Up to Shabbos Himalizug, and then he would try to stop crying. This is the love that he had for every Yid. As we mentioned, the Ateres Kanim is only as great as the Bnei Banim. It's only as great as the Bnei Banim. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone in the shul, to thank also the children, my family, my siblings, for stepping up. The Bnei Banim, how much effort that we put in to the legacy, that's what makes the Atara great. The Atara Zikanim. And the shul, everyone continues, the Shemul Teferes, with the Midas, and Kavod Habriyas, and the Yerushimayim. The legacy continues, it's alive and well. And the community, for everyone who comes together. And lastly, to take this opportunity to thank my mother for everything that she's done. Yes, it was a royal crown that he wore and a lot of accomplishments. As we mentioned, lifetimes of accomplishment in his svarim, in his teachings, in his impact on people. But the splendor and the grandeur really behind everything was my mother. It should be zaycha to see simchas in the family. It should be a schus for her. My bracha is that the Rav Zatzal davened for Klal Yisrael so much during his lifetime. As Rav Shapsi, the first text I got after the Rav passed away, Rav Shapsi texted me, he will surely continue upstairs the same way he davened downstairs, especially during this time. May he continue to be a Beilitz Yaisher. May he continue to be a Beilitz Yaisher for our family, the community, and all of Klal Yisrael during these difficult times. And may we be zaycha to reunite with him, reunite with the Rav and see him again. With the coming of Mashiach, b'mheira b'yameinu, amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.